Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 28th of March 2021. At the mic of VK7 Whiskey India this week is Idris VK7ZIR. This broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by Clayton VK7ZCR. We also go out on high frequency courtesy of the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 3.67 MHz by Ross VK7ALH. On 7.14 MHz by Gary VK7JGD. On 14.13 MHz by Dale VK7DG. And on 28.525 MHz by Tony VK7VKT. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7, VK7RTC in Southern VK7, and at 8:30 p.m. in Northwest VK7 on VK7RTV and VK7RDR. VK7 event news. Meet the Voice 2021 wrap. Last Sunday, the 21st of March, saw about 25 amateurs and partners gather at Ross for the annual Meet the Voice event. Meet the Voice is hosted by the Sewing Circle Net, which takes place every night on 3.64 MHz at 6 p.m. local in summer and 5 p.m. in winter. This was held at Ross in the public park next to the Ross Caravan Park on the banks of the Macquarie River. At around 11 a.m, Ross VK7ALH, the current holder of the impressive Sewing Circle trophy, presented the trophy to Graham VK7GS, who is the 2021 recipient. Graham has recently re-entered amateur radio and is active on the lower HF and MF bands. Graham was surprised and grateful at being the 2021 recipient of the award. There were amateurs from all over the state and many who stayed overnight and longer at Ross. Many operated in the John Moyle Memorial Field Day. Ross and this included Justin VK7TW, Eric VK7EV and possibly more. It was great to see Kevin VK7HKN and Lynn VK7FROG, who made it to Ross. Peter VK7KPC showed off a recent military radio purchase, a QRP AMCW rig from the Vietnam era. Brian VK7KWB set up his Elecraft K2 and base-loaded whip antenna and was listening and making contacts. After the trophy presentation, Justin VK7TW, who is a member of the WIA Spectrum Strategy Committee, outlined the ACMA class license proposal and the importance of making a submission by the 2nd of April 2021. There was a question and answer session with many great questions, and Justin offered to share the template that REST has distributed to its members by emailing vk7tw@wia.org.au. Many retired to the barbecue facilities and cooked lunch before setting off back to their homes or over to the jazz playing at the Manor Ross pub. It was a great day and the weather was perfect. There are photos of the day on the Meet the Voice website. Thanks to all who made this a great day. And that's 73 from the Sewing Circle Net. Contest news. John Moyle Memorial Field Day. Thanks to everyone who participated in the field day. A quick reminder to get your logs in by no later than midnight on the 13th of April 2021. Electronic logs can be emailed to jmfd2021@wia.org.au or sent by snail mail via the WIA Contest Manager JMMFD PO Box 2042 Bayswater Victoria 3153. Acceptable electronic formats are Excel or Microsoft Word, ASCII text, or the output file of electronic log programs such as VK Contest Log, VKCL. At 73 from Richard, VK7ZBX. QSL News. Report from Herman, VK7HW, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The current list of cards held as at 26th of March 2021 is in the email version of the broadcast. Herman has been advised that the next delivery of cards may arrive in approximately 3 weeks. If you have any questions re-QSL cards, please contact Herman by email, vk7bureau@wia.org.au. Reest members can collect their cards from the Domain clubrooms if they let Herman know to deliver them there. He can drop them off most Wednesdays at lunchtime. Thank you to those amateurs who have been in touch. And that's 73 from Herman, VK7HW, the WIA manager of the VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. News from the Northwest. Northwest Tasmania Radio and TV Group meeting. Please note of date change due to Easter. The next club meeting will be commencing at 2 p.m. on the 10th of April at our usual venue, the Scout Hall, 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston. Afternoon tea will also be held. A small plate of afternoon tea that has been commercially produced would be appreciated, this being a government-suggested COVID thing. We have single-packaged tea, coffee and sugar, and disposable cups for members and guests. Members are encouraged to bring items for show and tell, and club rooms are open till 6 p.m. for members to socialise. Visitors are most welcome to attend. If you have any cold or flu symptoms or are unwell, or in the last 14 days have been in contact with anyone who has been overseas or been in contact with a confirmed COVID case, then please do not attend the meeting. Endurance Ride Comms. Some of our club members, with the assistance of Rick VK7RI, were up for a very early start last Saturday to provide safety communications for the Kentish Endurance Riders Club's annual ride at Sheffield. Thankfully, fine weather prevailed on the day. 5 checkpoints were set up for the event, and our club is very grateful to the members that attended to assist and ensure the day went very smoothly. And 73 from Eric VK7EV, News Officer. Now news from the North. SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group is now meeting twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. At 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, NTARC. How time flies. Here we are with the last broadcast for the month of March. Easter is looming, so it's probably a good idea to remind all that the club rooms will be closed next Friday, 2nd of April, due to it being Good Friday. But we will be back on Friday, April the 9th. John Moyle Field Day, 20th to the 21st of March. The following is an account of events by two of our members who participated. Andrew, VK7DW, and James, VK7JAM, headed out to White Hills and set up a multi-operator portable station to participate in the John Moyle Field Day using the NTARC call sign VK7TAZ. The 6-hour phone or band section was the choice, and 45 contacts were made utilising 9 different bands in approximately 4.5 hours. Thanks to Peter VK7PD for the loan of some equipment, as well as all amateurs that made the effort to contact us. It was a great day. Thank you, Andrew and James. We now hand over to Idris to bring you up to speed on events of the Tech Night held Wednesday 24th at the club rooms. And he says, winter is definitely on the way. We had to wake up sky warmer for tonight's session. Kevin, VK7KJL, took Lewis into the radio shack for a radio operating procedure instruction session. Lewis will be travelling to Hobart to take his full call exams on Saturday. We wish him all the best and look forward to hearing him on the air. Discord was running with Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey, conducting the usual informal testnet and technet on 80 metres. Ross ALH came in with an AWA Seafarer 25 Marine transceiver in very good condition, displaying very little corrosion after being in a maritime environment. Thanks, Ross. Idris, VK7ZIR, and Kevin were busy programming an ocean handheld. Ian, VK7IG, came with visitor David, VK7YA, who is leaving amateur radio for medical reasons. David has donated some of his radio equipment to the club, a magnanimous gesture, very much appreciated. Discussions about club EQSL were had with Andrew, VK7DW, who has taken over the role of NTARC QSL manager from Kevin, VK7HKN. Kevin is spending more time on air as his condition improves, re-establishing contacts. It's great to talk with him again. Peter, VK7KPC, had assembled a commercial battery charger circuit board, which provided independent outputs for 6 lithium batteries. He also showed us a recently acquired portable frequency counter, which also displayed associated CTCSS subaudible tones. Thanks, Peter. James, VK7JAM, showed us a self-written Python app to calculate inductor turns required for a given set of selected parameters for traps used for antenna construction, all running on a smartphone. Good one, James. Our large screen TV had been mounted on the wall at the last tech session, and tonight Simon, VK7FSRM, configured the Chromecast interface to take a program feed via Wi-Fi from the club network. Good job, Simon. A cosy and enjoyable evening. 73 from Idris, VK7ZIR. Thanks, Idris, for the update. Happy to hear attendances are continuing even though the weather is starting to turn cold. It seems uncommonly early in the year to press Skywarmer into service, but then again, it's been a strange summer and early autumn weather-wise. We now hand over to Nick, VK7WhiskeyWhiskey, to provide us all with an update in relation to the unofficial test net and technet session, also held last Wednesday, and Nick says, the testnet on 3580 at 7pm was rather quiet tonight. 2 stations called in to the testnet. Nick, VK7WW, tested a 40 milliwatt AM rig and is building a prototype MOSFET power amplifier to bring the power up to 12 watts RF output. VK7ZPD Phil made recordings of Nick's test transmissions, and Kevin, VK7KHRL, called in from the NTARC club rooms as VK7TAZ with a very low signal. Conditions were very good, even though the weather was wet and blustery. The TechNet as VK7WW followed at 7:30pm local time on 3.567 with 4 stations for NTARC. VK7ZPD Phil, with his El Cheapo SDR dongle, now has it tracking with his main station rig. He posted screenshots of 2 waterfall displays, and he described his 80-metre half-wavelength long wire. VK7TAZ called in again, having solved the low signal problem, with Kevin, VK7KJL, and Lewis, SWL, as second operator. Good luck with the licence exam, Lewis, this weekend. VK7KT Graham gave us a weather report and mentioned his 2 truck batteries ready as a standby for a power failure. VK7HAM Rodney told us of the high winds in his valley and how he needs to make structural improvements to his masts. Paul, VK7KPA, hosted Discord, assisted with Phil, VK7ZPD, with 6 stations logged in. Online topics and photos included Nick's 80-metre MOSFET PA circuit, layout and partially constructed hardware, and Phil's waterfall displays from his SDR. Thank you to all who join the nets and those who listen on HF, Discord and SDRs around the world via the internet, wherever you may be. This is Nick, VK7WW, aka Double Scotch, on behalf of the Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club, now signing clear. Upcoming events. Test net and technet sessions. Wednesday the 31st of March, there will again be a test net hosted by Nick, VK7WhiskeyWhiskey, at 1900 hours, or 7 o'clock, on 3.58 MHz for any stations wishing to test their homebrew transmitters, repaired equipment, new acquisitions, etc. Nick is able to accommodate SSB, AM and CW transmissions and is always happy to hear from any station wishing to utilise the net. Nick, VK7WW, also hosts the TechNet session which follows on at 1930 hours at 7:30pm on 3.567 MHz. Equine Endurance Event. Easter, Saturday the 3rd of April at Santa Arena Park, Scottsdale. NTARC has again been asked to provide safety communications at the Lockhart Challenge. This is the Easter weekend and the ride will be held on the Saturday. NTARC has provided safety communications at this ride for many years and the location is a second home to our crew. The event will consist of 4 different rides, a 120 km elevated, a 55 km elevated, a 25 km and a 15-kilometre event. The 120-kilometre elevated will consist of four loops. The 55-kilometre elevated will consist of two loops. It appears it will be an early start for the crew, with the 120-kilometre elevated starting at 0400 hours. The 55-kilometre elevated will commence at 0800 hours. The 25-kilometre will follow on at 830 hours, and the 15-kilometre will commence at 1100 hours. NTARC will provide base and two checkpoints. These will be situated at Rex's Race and Rodeo Road. NTARC will not be monitoring the 25-kilometre ride. For the hungry ones amongst us, the North East Pony Club will be running the canteen on Friday and Saturday. Due to the early start, NTARC will be setting up base and checkpoints on the Friday afternoon. If anyone can assist at this event, then our Safety Communications Coordinator Norm, VK7KTN, would appreciate hearing from you. Norm can be contacted by email at safetycoms, or one word, .ntarc@gmail.com. Tech Night, Wednesday the 7th of April at the NTARC Club Rooms, 19:30 hours until whenever. Continuous tea and coffee will be available, although a gold coin donation for the evening would be appreciated. The Discord online session that normally accompanies the TechNet 80-metre event will also be live to allow members who cannot be present in person to continue with their participation via that medium. April General Meeting, Saturday the 10th of April. Meeting commences at 1400 hours, 2 p.m. Afternoon tea will follow. Coffee mornings, currently held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Catch-up time is from 10 a.m. to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all. These coffee events in the past have been normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. Currently, we have a few cards awaiting collection from past deliveries. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email me at the following address, ntarc.emails@gmail.com. All items to be received no later than 1700 on the Friday prior to the broadcast. Your continued cooperation in this regard will be greatly appreciated. We will bring you all such contributions next Sunday morning. And that's 73 from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, Secretary of NTARC Inc. You are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. News from the South. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, REAST. VK7RAD 6-metre repeater upgrade. Following the recent REAST AGM, a proposal was approved for the purchase of a 6-metre duplexer to replace the aged dual antenna and filter arrangement on the Queen's Domain 6-metre repeater. The duplexer was installed on Thursday by Damien, VK7SD. The duplexer was purchased from Denmark and expects to come up very nicely, with less than a dB insertion loss and around 90 dB isolation between the transmit-receive frequencies, a significant improvement over the existing arrangement. The repeater is now duplexed into a single 6-metre halo. Note for stations monitoring the 6-metre output via the 147.975 beacon, this is now fed with the existing dipole, so you may notice a small difference in stations accessing the repeater versus those coming through the link. Improvements and signal reports have been positive from current users. A reminder, you can access the 6-metre repeater on 53.825 MHz with a minus 1 MHz offset. No tone is required. And that's 73 from Damien, VK7SD, the REAST Repeater Coordinator. ACMA license change proposal. Last week, the REAST committee sent to all REAST members via email a template submission letter that members can use to send to the ACMA in response to the consultation. This letter can be updated, adapted, or completed with members' information in response to the consultation and sent into the ACMA by the deadline of the 2nd of April 2021. If you are still undecided, there are many YouTube video presentations about this subject, and links are available on the email version of this broadcast. At 73 from the REAST Committee. Future presentation nights. Our April presentation night on April the 7th, 2021, from 7:30 p.m. will be a fascinating presentation on the Pawsey Supercomputing Centre and the work they do with the focus on the processing from the Radio Astronomy Square Kilometre Array Telescope. This presentation will be given by REAST member Andrew Elwell, who works at the Pawsey Centre. This presentation will be held in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms. This is one not to be missed. Our May presentation night on May the 5th, 2021, from 7:30 p.m. will be a wonderful presentation on lightning, whistlers and other phenomena by none other than Dr. Mike Groth, VK7MJ. Our June presentation night on June the 2nd, 2021, will be satellites and homebrew satellite antennas with Mike Hawkins, VK7DMH. At 73 from the REAST Committee. Training and assessments. REAST's next foundation training and all licence assessment day is next Saturday the 29th of May 2021 from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you are thinking of coming along, then grab your copy of the Foundation Licence Manual from the Caltech service station on the corner of Amy Street and Main Road, Moona, for $35 cash, and please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, the REAST Learning Organiser, know ASAP that you will be coming along by phoning 0417 391 607 or email assessor@reast.asn.au. Check out the REAST Foundation Licence Training videos, can be found on the REAST YouTube Training and Assessment playlist. Check out the REAST Facebook page events for further details. And that's 73 from Reg, VK7KK. DATV Experimenters Night. Last Wednesday night, Justin, VK7TW, started the night reminding people of the ACMA presentation paper on licensing changes. Get your submissions into the ACMA. Justin showed the REAST template on screen to the audience. Rex, VK7MO, and Richard, VK7ZBX, then went through a presentation on their 10 GHz SSB contact between VK and ZL. The conditions were okay on 2-metre SSB and therefore should have been okay on 10 GHz. However, there was nothing, and this could have been due to a number of factors, and Rex and Richard went through these. We then moved to a wrap-up of the John Moore Memorial Field Day with Richard Murray, VK7ZMS, who went up to Mount Wellington and operated a VHF-UHF microwave station. We featured Anthony, VK7LAG's activation of Mount Herringback for SOTA, and the JMMFD. Justin outlined his portable station at Ross at the Meet the Voice event. We then had a picture wrap-up of the Meet the Voice event at Ross on the 21st of March 2021. Justin finished the night with showing his recently delivered 3D-printed ICOM IC705 case. The case was designed by ON4VH and shared on Thingiverse. The recording of the night is available on the REAST YouTube channel. This coming Wednesday, we'll continue our DATV Experimenters Night. There will also be much more with antennas, satellites, magazine reviews, projects and much, much more. We get underway from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms. Keep an eye on the REAST Facebook events for more details. Why not come up to the Queen's Domain COVID-safe clubrooms and see what we get up to? And a reminder that we go out on RF on 445.5 MHz DVB-T 7 MHz standard definition. So if you have a TV, set-top box or USB dongle, DTV dongle, that you can tune and scan 445.5 MHz and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenters Night signal. Look out for VK7OTC. We also stream the nights on the REAST YouTube channel. At 73 from Justin, VK7TW. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, SOTA WWFF Group. Meeting Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, Friday Coffee Sessions, Rochely Clubrooms, Launceston from 10 a.m. NTARC Tech Night Sessions, Wednesday the 7th of April, Rochely Clubrooms, Launceston. NTARC Tech Net Session, Wednesday the 31st of March. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 2000 Local, Northwest Tassie Amateur Radio Group Net on VK7RMD. 146.625, with 141.3 tone. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 0930 UTC, that's 2030 local. Northwest Tassie 2 metre DX net 144.120 MHz USB, that's upper sideband. Reist Microwave QSO Party, following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 MHz FM. Reist WAGS, Wednesday afternoon group, meet in the Queen's Domain clubrooms from 12 noon. Reist DATV Experimenters Nights from 7:30 PM live in the clubrooms, also on DVB-TRF and YouTube streaming. Sewing Circle Net Daily commences at 1800 on 3.640 MHz. Events, Reist, 7th of April, Pawsey Supercomputing Centre and the SKA presentation by Andrew Elwell from 7:30 PM. NTARC on the 10th of April, general meeting from 2 PM. Northwest TR and TVG, 10th of April, club meeting from 2 PM at Scout Hall, 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston. Reist, 5th of May, lightning, whistlers and other phenomena, with Dr. Mike Groth, VK7MJ, from 7:30 PM. Reist, 2nd of June, satellite and satellite antennas, with Mike Hawkins, VK7DMH, from 7:30 PM. And now a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader will be VK7FB. Repeaters, Reist, NTARC and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTR and TVG, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX and VK7DC. 160 metres, VK7GS. 80 metres, VK7JGD. 40 metres, VK7DG. 20 metres, VK7TPE. 10 metres, VK7VKT. And DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C from VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 PM on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RTC in Southern VK7. In the Northwest, it can be heard at 8:30 PM on repeaters VK7RTV and VK7RDR, digital ATV on 445.5 MHz in the Ulverston area and via the BATC of VK7AX video stream. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or just missed VK7 Whiskey India. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News around 9:30 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Group.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, it's 73 from Idris, VK7ZIR.